This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I've definitely done a lot of self-reflecting, okay? And I'm fighting a mood, but I'm fighting this feeling I'm having where I'm realizing I'm not young anymore, and I realize I am now the person that when I was young looked at and thought, okay, they were kind of getting old. And I felt that way because yesterday I was teaching, again, I teach at Troy University, and the students are really, really cool. And they got a lot of personality, they're funny, they're like, okay, and you know, you remember how I was in school. I mean, I was in school, I was, you know, cutting up all the time in the back of class, and I'd make jokes, I'd make noise, I'd, you know, roll my eyes, I'd be like, is this gonna be on the test? You know, that kind of thing, and I was just like a teacher's nightmare. Everybody thinks I was teacher's pet. Maybe I was teacher's pet when I was younger, but once I realized I had an audience and I made people laugh, I was the biggest pain in the butt to teachers. So all of a sudden now I'm the teacher. Okay, you know, so I'm always used to when I walk into the room or I'm at a party or I'm with a group of friends, I'm the funny one. I'm the cut up. I'm the clown. And all of a sudden now I'm the teacher. So you got all these students there and they're the ones making the jokes and they're, and you know, yeah, I'm making jokes too or whatever, but I'm the bad guy now. Even though they don't treat me like the bad guy and they like me or they pretend that they like me, here I am walking around the class making sure they're doing their work. And you see them all of a sudden tighten up and try to behave. And so that wasn't, I was the one where if I walked up to somebody in class, you know, they were like, hey, Dahlia, what's up? You know, we would like be messing around. So it was very weird for me to do the teacher stroll. And you guys all know what the teacher stroll is, where you just kind of, as they're working, walk around. And then, you know, the students try to pretend that they're working. Or they get really, really quiet because they don't want you to hear them work on that exercise because they're supposed to working in groups, right? They were having fun, but as soon as I walked by, they got really quiet, they really got serious. I'm like, no, you don't have to. Come on, I'm cool too. You know, come on. And then, you know, and then of course when I walked away, you saw they relaxed. And I'm like, I don't want to be that person where, you know, everybody tightens up or they get kind of nervous because, okay, I'm the teacher. I'm like, I'm one of you guys. I'm one of you. But I got to be the teacher. That's my job. So I decided then to take it a different angle. So instead, I was like, you know what, if I'm going to be in this role where I'm a hard butt and I'm supposed to be tough and, you know, then fine. You know what, I will. So I started to take the route where I started yelling. It was awesome. For example, you know, so the students are, you know, taking histories, you know. You know, what's your past medical history? What about your family history? You know, your dad? Is your dad still alive? What did your mom have? You know. And I'm like, you know, look, guys, yeah, you know, and so, you know, I start, when I hear them joking around about sisters, I'm like, guys, come on. You know, asking if a sister is single, if she's available, it's not a family history. You guys, and I start yelling at them, you know, this is what you got to do. This is a, you know, and then I was like, you know what? I think this is more fun because I was always wondering, how do teachers do it being looked upon as the biggest dweebs in the classroom? I couldn't do that. I never wanted to be that teacher where, you know, and then I realized, no, what you do is you play with and you have fun. So two people walked in late, so I threatened pop quiz. I yelled. It was really good. So I think what you have to do when it comes to age, and I'll tell you why I'm talking about this, because we had a study come out saying 1 in 6 of young Americans want to die before they're 80. Okay, you know, people don't want to become old. People don't want to age. And what I learned yesterday when I was teaching is it's all about embracing. It's all about, okay, this is my situation. I'm going to roll with it, and I'm going to make it fun. The big problem I think a lot of us do is we try to live in the past, or we think that what we did in the past is where our platform should be, where our you know, where we should be in present day. And I'm not the young, you know, kooky, goofy. I'm still goofy, okay, but I'm not, you know, one of the kids anymore. Okay, even though in my mind I'm still 16. Okay, so now I'm, you know, becoming middle-aged. See, last week I was middle-aged, now I'm trying to hide it. I'm like, okay, so as I slowly venture into my 30s, you got to embrace it. So look at the study here. They say 1 in 6 young or middle-aged adults in the United States want to be dead before the age of 80. That's frightening. According to researchers at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health in New York City, they say negative views of old age are the key reason. Well, duh, obviously. This is a telephone survey of more than 1,600 people aged 18 to 64, and they found 1/3 hope to reach their 80s, which is, I guess, close to the current average life expectancy. 1/4 hope to live into their 90s. And then the rest hope to reach 100 or older. They say blacks are more likely to say they hope to live a century or more. Hispanics, who did not identify as white, black, or Hispanic, they say, were more likely to say they hope to die before reaching their 80s. People with negative views about old age were apt to share that view. They said, having rather bleak expectations of what life will be like in old age seems to undermine the desire to live up and beyond current levels of average life expectancy. Now, you see, I don't know. I don't agree with that. Okay, so we just lost Dr. Joy Brown. Dr. Joy Brown was 71, and that blew us away. Okay, for those of us in radio, because, I mean, you know, we women could tell age, you know, but Joy was so vibrant and so youthful, and I mean, you know, she acted like she was in her 20s and 30s. And so, you know, when you see something like that, you're like, you know, I'm going to be like that. I want to be like that at that age, where I'm running around and I'm vibrant and I'm still a cut up and I'm still goofy. But, you know, unfortunately, she didn't make it past 71. And they say she had died of a heart attack. And, you know, we miss her dearly. But she lived life to the fullest. She embraced it. And she was not remembered as being old. She's remembered as being young. And she is. And, you know, being 70 now and 80 doesn't necessarily mean old anymore. I mean, look at Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers was well into her 80s. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit.
credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly, Clinton writes, take it from an old fart like me. Life is good. I'm 82 and still kicking. Thank you, Clinton. I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm not Mr. Clinton. This was, yeah, a guy. Yeah, his name is Clinton. So, yeah, okay. That's fine now. Thank you. All right. Awesome. Yeah, keep it up, guys. Keep it up. Listen, you know, we're a lot younger than we used to be. We're acting younger. We're cooler. I think we're way, way cooler. You know, I look at pictures of my parents, and I love my parents, but I look at pictures of them when they were my age. You know, they weren't as hip. You know, so, yeah. Okay. More news on Zika. All right. There is new data showing a much more clear connection between Zika virus and the paralyzing Guillain-Barré. They say new data reveals the most definitive link between the conditions. The report published as a letter to the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine found that the countries experiencing an increase in Zika diagnosis have also seen a correlatory or an identical spike in Guillain-Barré cases. Correlatory. I wonder if that's a word. If not, I just made that up. Correlatory. That sounded smooth. Gosh, I hope it's not a real word because I want to own that one. Okay, anyway, they said it's pretty obvious that there's a clear relationship. Lead author Dr. Marcos Espinal, Director of Communicable Diseases of the Pan American Health Organization, remarked. And he said clearly, as Dr. Dahlia says, it's correlatory. So, they say Zika's impact on babies have obviously been the biggest concern, as we're worried about the microcephaly, etc. But what we keep dancing around and not really publicizing is this Guillain-Barré. And this Guillain-Barré is basically where your body has a virus or your body has an infection, and then it decides to start to fight the nerves. So you end up very rapidly starting to feel numbness and tingling, and then you could actually become paralyzed and you could not move parts of your body. And sometimes this paralysis could be lifelong. In fact, Guillain-Barré can actually kill you because it could paralyze the muscles that have to help you with your breathing. Dr. Espinal and colleagues analyzed rates of Guillain-Barré syndrome and Zika in Bahia, Brazil, Colombia, the Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Honduras, Suriname, and Venezuela. And they evaluated a total of 164,000 confirmed and suspected cases of Zika disease and 1,400 cases of Guillain-Barré that occurred between April 1 to March 31st, using data that collected through the official county reports. Their analysis found a close association between increases in Zika and increases in Guillain-Barré. So, obviously, that's an issue. Now, compared to pre-Zika rates, Guillain-Barré increased 172% in the state of Bahia, Brazil, which was definitely hard hit by Zika. They also saw similar increases, 211% in Colombia, 150% in the Dominican Republic, 100% in El Salvador, 144% in Honduras, 400% in Suriname, and 877% increase in Guillain-Barré cases in Venezuela. So, that's some serious stuff. They did not, however, find a link between Guillain-Barré and dengue fever. Dengue is caused by a virus, very, very close to Zika. And so now they're saying, look, there's a strong association. This is important because it's going to help focus our vaccine attention to not just childbearing women, but men as well. You know, I mean, when you have to stop a virus, you can't just hit the target population. You have to hit a population that the target population could be around. And then we have this on top of it, where we have neurological deficits and paralysis. So this Zika vaccine, I foresee needing to be immediately created, tested, and then given to everybody. Singapore now. China has intensified its checks on peoples and goods arriving to Singapore as an outbreak in the small city state has confirmed to have spread to at least one person in neighboring Malaysia. Now, authorities in Singapore say that they have detected 151 people with the Zika virus, including a second pregnant woman. As of midday Thursday, the first locally transmitted Zika infection was reported on Saturday. So the government said earlier that half of the 115 cases reported previously were foreign, mainly from China, India, and Bangladesh, and most had already recovered. Many of them are believed to have been among the hundreds of thousands of migrant workers that are in Singapore's construction and marine industries. They say some of the new Zika cases have been found beyond the cluster area where the virus was initially detected. So they said they've been obviously tracking the Zika for a while, and they knew it was just a matter of time before it reached Singapore, according to Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, and he posted on Facebook. So Singapore is right now the only Asian country where they have reported the active transmission of the mosquito-borne virus. Now, there are cases of Zika throughout parts of Asia, but it's where you have an actual transmission from a mosquito. So Malaysia confirmed its first case of Zika transmission, but that was travel brought by travel, somebody who had visited Singapore. So right now in the United States, Australia, and countries, they've been warning pregnant women or those trying to conceive not to travel to Singapore. So this outbreak and travel warnings comes just 2 weeks before they have their Grand Prix. So this is a kind of a big time for them. And they say more than 55 million people pass through Singapore's Changi Airport each year. And tourism arrivals topped 8 million in the first half of the year and more than a million a year ago. So, you know, not only do we have to be obviously concerned about the South Americas and the Latin America, but we have to be concerned also about certain parts of Asia. They say right now Malaysia has two land border crossings with Singapore. So they have been going to the city. They have asked anybody going to Singapore to use a mosquito repellent, cover up to avoid bites, etc. Indonesia has also stepped up their protective measures, intensifying the checks on arrivals from Singapore. And so, still no vaccine. We'll keep you guys posted as we get more information on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so Alzheimer's is in the news, and this is some interesting stuff, okay? This is kind of groundbreaking in that they think they could stop, if not completely prevent, Alzheimer's if they catch it early with this new drug. So this is pretty, pretty cool. What they did is they took 165 people with mild symptoms of Alzheimer's. And they did monthly injections of the antibody aducanumab, okay? And what this aducanumab did, and I apologize if I can't pronounce it right, okay, is it removed the clumps of the beta amyloid protein that built up in the Alzheimer's brain. So Alzheimer's is caused by these amyloid and these beta amyloid protein clumps that start to mess with the surrounding brain tissue. And you get these neurofibrillary triangles, kind of similar to like scar tissue, and the neurons and, you know, can't and the brain cells can't communicate and excite each other normally when you have this interference. So Alzheimer's treatments have been, you know, being researched among the gamut of ways to address this. Do we stop the amyloid buildup in the liver? Do we just stop the liver from building amyloid? Well, unfortunately, you need amyloid, you know, in your body. Do we try to come up with a barrier? Do we, you know, so this is almost like a cleanup crew. Where what it does is it stimulates the immune system to help break it up and then help remove it, get the immune system to clean it up and remove it. So the steady accumulation of beta amyloid protein that kills off the healthy neurons, you know, and then, you know, hurts memory and cognitive impairment, if you could get rid of those quick before long-term permanent damage ensues, we could be looking at, finally, a cure for Alzheimer's. They say that the strongest glimpse of mental improvement was seen in patients in the trial who had the highest dose of the drug, and it showed the greatest reduction in the amyloid plaque proteins in follow-up brain scans. The patients did not worsen at all after 6 months of treatment, but the small number of patients enrolled in the study means that two much larger trials, which are now recruiting 2,700 patients in 20 countries, are needed to confirm whether the signs of the benefit are actually real. So everybody's pretty excited. So here's the thing. You know, okay, a lot of us are going to have memory moments and some cognitive issues. But, you know, if we could stop it where it is, okay, or if we could even reverse it, wow. The reversing is not going to be as much of a reality as hopefully stopping it in its tracks. So we'll keep you guys posted on this. This aducanumab, I know it kind of sounds funny, but I got to tell you, this antibody, this could be it. So pretty damn cool. Don't go away. We'll be right back on 877-DOC-DALI.
Do you
ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Okay, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and our face and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. News broke from the coroner's report on Jerry Doyle. Babylon 5 star, good friend of mine, syndicated radio host, my radio brother. And he had passed away in July in his Las Vegas home. And we have results from the Clark County coroner. John Fudenberg had said that Jerry Joel had died as a result of chronic alcoholism. I don't think I like the way that's being said in this one article. From what I understand, they had said that it could have contributed to his death. And, you know, most of us who knew Jerry, you know, never saw him, you know, drink or over, you know, over indulge. And so, you know, I know many of you have been asking and many of you have been calling on what the cause of death was. You know, he was only 60. That's it, only 60 years old, but unfortunately passed away July 27th, so that's what we heard from the coroner, no other information. We're going to be holding his tribute at No Regrets Bar September 17th in Las Vegas. If you can make it, please go to the Facebook page at Jerry Doyle Tribute, and, you know, he will be missed. He's, yeah, he, you know, really inspired me. You know, a lot of people in radio, you know, radio is a much different breed than television. You know, you just seem to have a little bit more of a camaraderie, and maybe it's because, you know, I don't look like much of a threat. You know, here's Dahlia, you know, who's a doctor that doesn't really, you know, brush her hair and whose eyes are kind of googly and she always has glitter all over the place. You know, it's not in my genre, not going to compete or whatever. And, you know, Jerry didn't even have to take a second thought before he helped me out. You know, just like with GCN, you know, I call up, you know, the program director, John Harmon, when I was introduced to GCN, and, you know, whereas, you know, in television, everybody always kind of gives you a second thought, you know, well, how is this going to look? How's this whatever? You know, and, you know, John's like, no, this, you know, this will be good. This will be a good fit. And so there's a lot of positivity going on in radio. It's just a shame that, you know, in the last, you know, few weeks, you know, we lost two of the greats, Joey Brown and Jerry Doyle. So it's been tough. It's been tough. In medical news, the FDA has warned mixing opioids and tranquilizers can be deadly. Remember I talked to you guys about how a lot of people will overdose, not because they're taking five or six Xanax at a time or five or six pain pills at a time, but because they're taking a painkiller and a tranquilizer together. And the combination is what is so deadly. Well, now the FDA is warning us, don't mix the two. Okay? You know, when is anybody quoting me in these? You know, I've been saying that for years, but that's okay. It's okay. When the FDA says, like, ooh, now we're going to cover it. Now we're going to tell everybody, oh, now it's bad. I've been saying it the whole time. They say people who mix opioids with the sedatives can suffer from breathing problems. This could lead to a coma and then prove fatal. What it does is it accelerates the respiratory depression that you could get from either. And they synergistically could cause this drop. The FDA plans to add a black box warning, which is the strongest warning, to nearly 400 drugs in the opioid and benzodiazepine class. So remember, your benzodiazepines, your Xanax, your Valium, your Klonopin, your Ativan. You know, anything that ends in a lorazepam, diazepam, when it ends in PAM, that's a benzodiazepine. And then your opioid, it'll end in usually ONE, like hydrocodone, oxycodone. So don't done and PAM at the same time. We said we cannot wait and called upon the FDA to save lives. According to Baltimore City Health Commissioner Dr. Leah Wen, said on a call with reporters Wednesday, Wen and other health professionals had petitioned the FDA to make the change. She said, as an emergency physician, I have seen that in medical training and practice, it is common to prescribe opioid painkillers to a patient taking benzodiazepines for anxiety and vice versa. This is not based on scientific research, but is routine clinical practice. Now, some of you are like, okay, well, who would do something like that? It is so common. You know, remember I told you yesterday, when you take a narcotic, you get this initial euphoria, but then you end up getting very anxious and moody the next day. Whether you're withdrawing from it or whether you're coming down off of it, you get moody. Some people can't sleep taking a narcotic, and so then they'll move to the benzodiazepine, but if that narcotic is still in the system, and then you take maybe a longer-acting benzodiazepine, or you take a benzodiazepine the night before, then you wake up and you know, maybe you slept wrong, and then you take a pain pill. So you see how easy it is to take both at the same time. And also with alcohol, sometimes it that trifecta is really deadly. They say in recent years, we public health officials have noted an alarming trend that nearly 1 in 3 unintentional overdose deaths from prescription opioids also involve benzodiazepines. We have also noted the growing biological evidence that combining these medications increases sleepiness and slows breathing, increasing the likelihood of a fatal overdose. The FDA said that it had seen a 41% increase in number of patients being prescribed both opioids and sedatives, about 2.5 million patients between 2002 and 2014, and overdose deaths tripled between 2004 and 2011. Now, the healthcare system is starting to be at fault for this. And the reason why is when you would get, let's say, to a car accident and you went into an ER, and for those of you that want to call in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, you used to get Lortab and Soma. Right? That, you get that combination of Lortab and Soma. Lortab was your pain pill, the Vicodin. Soma was your muscle relaxant. Well, once opioid abuse was covered in the media and publicized, many hospitals and many doctors stopped giving you Soma and pain pills. What I started to notice an uptick in is people were given Valium for their muscle pain. So they were leaving the hospital with Valium prescriptions. And I'm like, yeah, you were really shaken up from the accident. They're like, no, I'm not shaken up at all. They gave this to me for my back. I go, they give you Valium for your back? Yeah, they said it was safer than the muscle relaxant. So you see, what I think I'd like to see as a study between overdose deaths with a muscle relaxant and a pain pill and the benzodiazepine and the pain pill. Because I'm noticing these muscle relaxants are being written less and less and less. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. You can't mix muscle relaxants with these antidepressants. They select the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Fix your radios, people. You can't, you know, take them with alcohol, you know, so they could be just as dangerous as any other medication. But I'd like to see if the painkiller muscle relaxant combination was less deadly than the painkiller benzodiazepine. Okay? Issue. Opioids are also used to treat cough. So many of you will be taking medication like Xanax or Valium to sleep, and then you get bronchitis. We're going to be coming into flu season, cough, cold, flu season. And then you get a cough syrup, and I got to tell you, the cough syrup with alcohol, that used to help years ago when we substituted, you know, hydrocodone or codeine in the cough syrups because they help stop coughing. So here you are, now you're on an opioid, and you don't even realize it. I mean, you should know what you're taking, but you forget. So they say, in an effort to decrease the use of opioids and benzodiazepines or opioids and other central nervous system depressants, they're doing the box warnings, which are their strongest warnings to the drug labeling of prescription opioid pain and prescription opioid cough medicines. So the FDA has been heavily criticized for doing too little in the past. And so, you know, but like I said, you know, sometimes we've got to be very, very careful. If we are making a bigger mess as we are preventing, as we are slowing down using one medication and increasing the use of another. But again, it's the mixture of the two. It's the combination. You have a glass of wine on top of that. You might not have overdosed or popped a bunch of pills. And you still die. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, National Blood Donation Week is coming up September 4th to September 10th. We have states all over the country, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Iowa, New Mexico, Oregon, Alaska. In fact, Alaska, from what I understand, the governor today is at Blood Bank of Alaska proclaiming a Blood Donation Month.
during September. So this is some very, very exciting stuff. We really need to raise blood. We really need to raise awareness. And anything you could do to help. If you can't personally donate blood, please spread the word. Go to my website or Facebook or even the Twitter for U.S. Blood Day or National Blood Donation Day or National Blood Donation Week and spread the word. And if you can host a drive, if your company, your business, a bunch of coworkers could host a drive, please let me know, and we'll find you the closest blood bank that can help you do that. It all helps. It all saves lives, and we need to be prepared. September is National Preparedness Month, so it's all about making sure we're prepared. And unfortunately, as we see what's been going on with hurricanes in Florida and Hawaii, etc., you can never underprepare. Fortunately, though, this chef was not prepared. A British chef went temporarily deaf after he ate the world's hottest noodles. Did you guys hear about this? Ben Sumadawiria, 22 years old from London, took down a dish with 100 bird's eye chilies crushed together, giving it a, I don't know what Scoville rating is, of 20 million. I guess that's how hot something is. I don't know. A British chef ate something that was 4,000 times stronger than Tabasco sauce. He went deaf for 2 minutes after scoffing it down. He's 22 years old. He found the dish in a tiny backstreet restaurant in Jakarta, Indonesia. The quote-unquote deaf noodles have 100 bird's-eye chilies crushed together. And I guess Tabasco sauce is 5,000 on this scale. So if Tabasco sauce is 5,000, this Scoville rating of 20 million is like huge. After he took it down, he started sweating, became dizzy, had to soak his head in water, and went deaf for 2 minutes. Who could eat that? Oh my gosh. The chef said this was definitely the hottest thing I'd ever eaten. Within seconds of tasting them, I was sweating and feeling sick. Everybody who tried them threw up outside in the drain. They're known as deaf noodles, and some locals can even finish a whole plate, which is crazy, and I'm sure they Instagram about it. We've done the calculations, and these are definitely the hottest dishes in the world. They are definitely the hottest commercially available dish. They could have it. I'm not buying it. I'm not really partial to spicy food, he says, but when somebody throws down a challenge, I can't say no. He went temporarily deaf, and his mouth burned for hours afterwards. He's a full-time chef and a video maker. He has an Indonesian parents who were visiting the family in the area. Paid 34 Indonesian rupees for the plate of noodles and a fried egg. Yeah, I guess they put a fried egg on top of it to help soothe it. One bird's eye chili has a rating of 200,000 Scoville units. I never even heard of these Scoville units. Okay, oh, and he had to start taking off his shirt also. You see him throwing up. You see him trying to drink it down. He's all red. Yeah, I wonder if you could probably have a heart attack from something like that. The Carolina Reaper is officially the world's hottest individual pepper at 2,200,000 Scoville units, but mixing more peppers into a single meal like deaf noodles creates a hotter dish. So, geez. Okay. So basically that was the hottest dish ever. Tom, you like spicy food, right? Tom eats spicy food, and I always worry because I think, well, maybe that's where he is right now. Yeah, he probably just that. He's probably like, wait a second, maybe I need to dump this so I don't go deaf. Or maybe that's why he can't hear me right now, because he's been eating he's eating spicy food. Now, one article Tom showed me yesterday was Tasmanian devils. This is really, really cool. They're evolving to resist a deadly cancer. Tasmanian devils are from Australia. And they are pretty ferocious, but they have, I guess, plummeted by around 85% in the last two decades. And they have been devastated by this strange infectious cancer that has been spreading rapidly throughout their populations. But this new study found that these devils are rapidly evolving resistance to this disease. So, nature, it always goes in cycles. So the discovery is giving new hope that the creatures could be saved from extinction. They said it could also, though, help us humans, because if we're able to figure out how to deal with an infectious causing cancer or a cancer that can start from an infection, and what known cancers can do that, H. pylori, causing stomach cancer and esophageal cancer. Come on, people. I'm going to give you a pop quiz. You guys should know this stuff. And HPV, causing throat cancer and cervical cancer, etc. So the researchers studied the DNA for more than 10,000 tissue samples taken from Tasmanian devils over the past 20 years to identify genetic changes that could have occurred in populations. They found 7 genes that appear to play a role in cancer, and directing the immune system to target harmful cells had become more common in populations where this infectious tumor was spreading. So the evolutionary geneticist Dr. Andrew Storfer from Washington State was one of the study authors, and they said the first hints they got were the animals were becoming more immune when some of the populations did not die out. So, they're studying, they found 2 small regions in the DNA in the Tasmanian devils from 3 separate sites that have undergone intense selection in recent years. And so they think this increase in genetic variance, obviously, could be driven from, you know, these, the suckers wanting to survive. So they look so mean, these Tasmanian devils, they look so mean. And now I'm looking at one with a big cancerous tumor, and you want to just go, oh, poor baby. Oh, poor baby. Okay, so basically, Tasmanian devils, I guess, were first discovered on this island in 1996. And the tumors, the tumors, not Tasmanian devils. We've known about Tasmanian devils for a while, but the tumors, I'm sorry. And they spread quickly across the body and killed the animals within 6 months. So we don't know what happened in 1996, why all of a sudden this new bug developed, but it did. And it caused a variety of, you know, or maybe it was something that they all started to eat. Something changed in their ecosystem that caused this. And then the tumors appear to be spread, they say, by animals then biting each other during their aggressive social interactions. So the animal is picking it up, and then they're giving it to another animal. So it meant that most devils died shortly after reaching sexual maturity, so they could only have 1 litter of puppies instead of the normal 6. I had no idea that Tasmanian devils. Oh, there's a picture of a little baby Tasmanian devil that likes getting rubbed tummy. You guys remember that? There's this video circulating about this. Look at the rubbed tummy, easy. Oh, looks so cute. Yeah, little baby Tasmanian devils are so cute. Okay, anyway. So the fatality rate is nearly 100%. So now that we all are really, really worried about the Tasmanian devils, let's hope and pray that they get this figured out. But that could be really, really cool if it helps us helps us out as humans. that could be very cool. Guys, yoga and acupuncture has been found to help some pain. The National Center of Complementary and Integrative Health has found evidence that acupuncture and yoga can help back pain. Acupuncture and Tai Chi can help osteoarthritis in the knee. Massage therapy gives short-term relief for neck pain. We didn't need a study for that. I think we've all experienced that. And relaxation techniques can ease severe headaches and migraine. The study found weaker evidence that massage therapy and techniques offered by chiropractors like spinal manipulation as well as osteopathic manipulation may help some back pain. They say the relaxation approaches like Tai Chi could also help with fibromyalgia, according to the Mayo Clinic proceedings. So back pain, joint pain, neck pain, and headaches, obviously the most common types of pain experienced by U.S. adults. And so complementary medicine has been a big go-to for people that don't want to take pills, can't take pills, and for people that kind of are logical, going, look, you know, if my back is out, I need someone to adjust me. Now, I teach at Toro University of Nevada, and these kids, their hands heal. It blows my mind, you know, that I didn't get taught that when I went to school. So it's a great art, and it's a great treatment. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.